Thank you. Godspeed, Bob Taylor.
You gentlemen have the opportunity to review the minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move we accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the minutes as presented from the last meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Butch, let's go to work.
I met with the new owners of the ranch up there in Bond Ranch, the little Junie ranch.
That sold?
Yeah.
I didn't know it sold. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't either.
Mark Hamlin. Anyway, they haven't done their snow catchers, but they're getting them in. They hadn't bought the equipment yet. I told them if we had to, we could help them out the first time. So, but anyway, they're getting them in. They also would like to maybe tear out some of the fences along the road, which would be good for us, push snow back, if it didn't make feed ground, you know, sitting on the road, but they cross fence it, in other words. So we'd have a better deal putting in, well, not putting in snow catchers, but pushing the snow back without pushing it on the fence. So I think it's a good deal for us, and Billy does too. There might be a few things they was asking about used cattle guards. I'm going, well, we've got a few, but maybe we can furnish, they want to put in, I think, 3 guards. Maybe we could furnish 1 or 2. And they'd have to spec the other one, but they said they would put them in. I think this will be a year or 2 down the road. I don't know how soon, but.
Okay.
Anyway, it's something to think about. I think it'd be a good deal. And we're having some more issues with some utilities, and one of them was down on the horse ranch road. It's not so bad this year, but they put water lines in. It's like 6-inch pipe for all like miles up and down the road. And I never get, we've only been asked once that I know of for permission to do that, but. So I called up Tracy, and they said, yeah, they basically give them permission. But these things are right in the borrow pit where we could plow into it pretty easy.
Yeah.
So Tracy called them up, and they moved them.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good deal.
Good.
And then the risers that go down in the ground and go underneath the road, we're going to talk about them this week, about moving them back. Maybe not move the existing one back, but new ones would be set back there because they're right on the edge of the road. And that was done because of people making a parking lot when they're working on this stuff. I don't think you'd be able to stop that. So anyway, there's some progress going with that. And Mark's sent out some more stuff on you. Utilities, they're not marking them good enough.
Okay, so.
Up Beaver, the last, I don't know whether it's 4 or 5 miles, but anyway, thinking of closing that. There's nobody living up there that I can see, and nobody plowing into any of them roads from the pit up. So. I see no reason we couldn't close that for 3 months or so.
Let's notice the landowners, though, and just to make sure that the landowners and the Forest Service, and just let them know what we're doing. Not necessarily ask for their permission, but let them know what we're doing.
There's quite a few landowners up Thunder and that sort of thing.
That subdivision up there on Shore.
Subdivision, but they're not plowing it out.
Okay.
And nobody's plowing in there. Nobody's plowing into Maylene's. Buck Baker's Corner, nobody plowing down that way. And
Julie.
Not Julie.
How can we notice? How can we notice this? How can we let
that's
him,
what I was
just
wondering.
Let them know.
I think Dennis can do it probably. Yeah.
There you go,
he
through the PNZ.
Through PNZ.
He can send out emails or something like that.
Yeah, because I think he can pull. I don't. We'll check.
Okay.
We can check and see if we can pull the ownership up there and notice those people.
I think as long as we just let them know.
Yeah,
that's
might
what
well
we
open
need
it,
to
say,
do.
We used to open that road in the old days, like the 15th of April.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we could just see what the winter shows.
Have you been plowing to the forest?
Yeah, and there was nobody in the parking lot either. The snow machiners were sitting in that parking lot by the pit.
Yeah, because that's where
took
they
pictures
park
of that. I took
yeah
pictures and the empty went up there and all the roads. And so
yeah, because they ride out of that one lot. But that's
yeah, they're all.
And it sounds like that Timberline Lodge isn't open for business this winter, huh?
Nobody's plowing in there.
Okay.
Snow shut. All them roads are.
No point in us plowing a county road if nobody's
can
using
you,
it.
Can you ask Dennis
yep
to
let me see
do
what
that
we can
for
do
us?
We should be able to get the
okay
we could generate mail.
Something. Okay, thank you, Webster.
And the forest guy, the engineer, yeah, that's he finally called. So I got him some coordinates on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So do you have a time to look? Probably not until spring.
Probably spring, yeah. Okay. I haven't been up there lately. You might still make it up there. Look kind of bleak.
You might make it up there. The issue would be, could you dig a hole or not?
I don't know.
It's probably froze.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's got the coordinates and he's got to get permission yet, so that hasn't really happened. We really haven't got permission yet anyway.
Okay.
And we still got a little ice build up on Dan Budd's road. But nothing really happening there. Just building up. Tight guy called and I told him I would let you guys know. He wants to know if we could get in his pit. I said nothing's happening up there. So probably not. Depends, things may change. Different budget.
Yep.
Yeah. So there was nothing to really add to that. I guess I told you about getting the extra easement if the hospital was to go in on MLA. So
yeah, yeah.
We'll just see how that goes. I think it's still in the works. So I guess that's it for me. What do you get more?
Butch had me send letters out to utility companies requesting that they mark their boxes. The last one I sent to Matt, just to keep an eye on, and he recommended maybe that the commissioners do a resolution that that notifies that backs up Butch's position that if they're not properly marked and they're plowed over with snow, it's up to them to fix them, not the county.
Okay.
Something to that effect. So,
it's all our liability once
yeah
they put them in. So
well, we'll just need to have Matt draft us a resolution and we can adopt it, and that'll be simple enough. Okay. Can we pass that word on to Matt? Thank you.
Yeah, there's a pedestal up Bonrant that's like got that much left sticking out of the snow.
That's it. Ooh.
And it's close.
It's going to get hit, yeah.
No marks.
Yeah, it'll get hit.
For a good chance.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Mark?
No, that's all I've got.
All right, sounds good. Anything else, Butch? Skyler?
I don't think so.
No.
All right,
did you
perfect
ever have your meeting with the BLM?
What's that?
Did you ever have your meeting with the BLM on that?
On the gravel thing? No, and you know, where he never had a permit, it should be him having the meeting with the BLM. It shouldn't be the county anything to do with it. It's all with the minutes.
Yep. Okay.
How much have you had? Go ahead.
No.
Have you had any more discussions with Bob about about Labarge Grit in terms of what's kind of going on.
He just know said, I told you so on the guy not calling.
Calling.
Yeah. I said, well, what it wasn't supposed to be. He says 200 meetings. I don't know what he said. I forgot the number. I don't know. I said, we're trying to get it done, but I said, it's got to get the Forest Services, the ones that keep saying they'll contact him and never do.
Why? I don't quite understand why the Forest Service has to contact him.
That's what he wants them to do.
Well, I understand that, but why can't we just, as county commissioners, work with him and Mr. Eccles?
Probably can. That's what you're doing now. You're supposed to have that meeting over in Idaho somewhere, isn't it?
Well.
Or in Sun Valley.
Over in Sun Valley, yeah. But that, you know, I don't. That's not really official. It's just
with Mark Reinemann,
isn't it? Discussion with
Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, call him up.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody can call him up.
Well, I understand that, but I like you to go along with your refereeing shirt and whistle.
Anytime.
Okay.
No problem.
If we had an easement from him to take with us to Idaho,
that's
to Mark Reinemann.
Well, yeah, I was hoping you'd get something going there, too.
Okay.
Like, and when you come up with the resolution deal, a proposal. Mm-hmm. I said, why don't you make up the proposal and we'll probably sign it. That way you get what you want.
Do you want contingent?
That's what I was hoping, to get something going like that. Well, I'd say hit him up again and say, you make it up or we'll make it up, something.
So, and Mr. Chairman, you have no problems with me contacting Bob?
None.
Through Bob. Okay.
Absolutely none.
I don't either.
I got a day off or two.
Maybe I just need to remind you guys too that this is my last year dealing with LaBarge Creek.
I understand.
Maybe mine too.
And you'd like to see something done?
Yeah.
I'm going to take this as a task.
Excellent.
And
good, Mac.
This will be my cross to bear. Yeah, this is my cross to bear.
You are the liaison
okay.
too.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think Mary's had it the longest.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Longer than Joel.
That's why her eyes are rolling.
Yeah.
I'd almost bet Andy'd bet a red bear on it, Mac.
You're right.
Bush, why don't you just set up a coffee meeting?
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'll go and supervise.
Great.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Corky, why don't you come on up to the table here? Corky and I had a conversation over the telephone the other day about bike path snow removal, and I gave him my opinion, but I told him to come to the table.
Thanks, Chairman Nelson, and the rest of the commissioners for seeing me this morning. I own two lots over in Trails Creek subdivision, so I'm a taxpayer of the county, but anyway, just letting you know.
We knew that, Corky.
I work out at the pack, and I jog the Tranquility Bridge every lunchtime, and last year didn't get plowed, and people asked, why didn't you get plowed, and they said, well, we don't know, just they quit plowing it. So it got pretty deep last year. I had to jog around by the post office in front of your office and get out in the street.
Window every time you go by.
Yeah. But anyway, this year it wasn't plowed. And one afternoon, there were seven people on the bridge the same time I was there within the path. I stopped and asked each one of them, why aren't we plowing it? And they go, well, we don't know. They just quit plowing it. So my research, we contacted people around town, I talked to the Mayor Jones, and I talked to the rec board, and they said, come to the county commissioner. So here I am anyway. Like, I work out pretty good, but I still eat those mini muffins I brought to you this morning. So just in case you want to
came from. That might be worth one plowing.
Yeah.
Is that what you're hoping?
But as Andy said, you know, I'm a pretty nimble guy. I can usually maneuver through it, but a lot of other people can't, you know, and they don't use it because it's not plowed. I guess we got a trail counter on that thing, and just for your information, this is a average from 509 days from 16 until yesterday, and as you can see, we average almost 38 people a day using that path, and 38 people a day use that path over that whole time period. Always bring 10.
I'll have them make 10 copies. So,
Does this give you an idea of season that is the peak, or is this just averaged over the
year? That's averaged over the years. You can see that's from 20 from 8 middle of August here. The next graph I have is last summer. Last summer, the average was 70 people a day.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So it's a really, really heavily used path, and that was May to September 1st. So it's a pretty heavily used path in the summertime. And it's the only way across Pine Creek. It's the only way you can get across Pine Creek except downtown on this side of town anyway. So, I like it because I like it because it's, I can go out the Little Lake Road and out to the second auto gate where you guys quit plowing in the wintertime rather than come back. So, this is what I first got when I first got it. This is a report from November 1st till yesterday, and it averages 15 people a day. And I did an airport project one time, and we were looking to put lights at the airport. And the manager said, "We don't need any lights at the airport. Nobody lands here at night."
Might have lights.
So nobody uses the bike path winter time because it's not flat. So anyway. Kind of the same analogy there, you know. So, anyway, I think the usage would be up quite a bit if it was plowed. And I guess as a user, I use all the bike paths around town in the winter, summertime. This is just convenient in the wintertime that I use this one. But I guess this thing gets quite a bit of use. It's the only one across town, and I guess I'm asking commissioners to, don't need a plow for the day after the storm, You don't need to plow it a couple of days, but just sometime knock it down. Again, there's a lot of older people that use it. There's 4 people yesterday. Last week there were 7 people at the same time I was on the path. So they had walk their dogs and just get out and get healthy exercise. I realized the budget was already been set, been down on budget, but to plow this 2,000 feet. We haven't had any snow this year. It wasn't like last year. So,
right.
You could have plowed it twice this year and knocked it down enough. Again, we're not asking for, I'm not asking to keep it clean or yada yada. Just knock it down so you can get across there. Because there was even bicycle tracks across there. People using the mountain bikes across there. So, anyway, just finish up this winter. I'd appreciate it if you guys could knock it down. Again, I'm not asking for. The bridge holds the two ton truck, so it's not like the bridge can't get across there. But I'm guessing your county roads don't get this much use.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even in the wintertime.
Sure.
So I guess I realize it's budgets are tight, but if you do it 3 or 4 times the next couple of months, is that going to hurt the budget? So that's right. Why I'm asking this. And again, most of the other bike paths are having a road adjacent to them, so you can. Like the bike path down Jackson, at Willow Lake. I can run the road. There's a path there, but in the summertime I run on the path to stay off the road, and some wintertime I run on the road. But most other paths around town have a road adjacent to you can run in the road or walk in the road. Yada yada. I've seen people out west of town walking on the highway, because that path isn't plowed either. But anyway, that's what I'm asking for. If the commissioners could.
Mm-hmm.
Take a skid steer and knock it down, or a plow.
So the maintenance and snow removal, any of that stuff, bike paths, we charge the rec board with. Okay, rec board gets their budget from us, but they do get a budget. In the past, we've encouraged them to cut their budget in certain places, but ultimately they have the decision if to spend less on something and more on something else out of their budget. So really, to me, this is a rec board deal. Still, they want to blame it back to us because we cut their budget for plowing bike paths, which in a roundabout way is true. We sure cut the heck out of their budget. Absolutely did. In times like this, rec seems to be one that takes a hit. But rec board, they have a budget. I don't know if it's all spent or what, so to me, it's up to the rec board whether they want to knock it down once or twice or not. We got Butch and the boys out trying to keep all the roads clear and trying to keep everybody running that way. So jump in here anytime, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
In previous years, when it was under budget, was it Road and Bridge that did the...
No.
Who did it?
They hired a private contractor.
Okay, and because we've looked at this on at least one other occasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the question came up of liability to the resurfacing of their track.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had spent X amount of dollars resurfacing it. And the question was, if there was any damage done by the county to the surface of the track, then would we be responsible for repair or...
Well, and there are they are our bike paths.
Right.
They do belong to the county. So right. Any repair, any damage, anything like that falls to the county.
Is that the same issue if they contracted with somebody privately to do it?
Well, I think you would have a legal leg to stand on if a private contractor tore it up. But whether or not you would win, who knows, Butch?
Little comment. When the bike path we got that's attached to our roads,
mm-hmm.
fought tooth and nail to get them attached because the rec board didn't want them attached. They wanted to maintain them and take care of them themselves, so they was unattached to the roads. The ones that are attached to the roads, we plow and they're built just like the road.
Right.
They have the same mat, everything, and they get the same maintenance when we
so
go
they
through
can,
and
so they can be
them.
Plowed by a big plow, right, the ones that are attached.
Right.
Right.
But yeah. They'll hold up.
Yeah.
That's the other part. They're not just a little thin mat.
Right. Right.
And we have nothing small enough to plow these ones on the side anyway.
Go ahead, Billy.
I was talking to Bob Barrett, and I know he was, because they just resurfaced a bunch of them and stuff, and they were plowing them with a pickup, and it was destroying the edges of them. So that's one of the reasons the rec board quit. They didn't want them plowed with a pickup, and they didn't think it was feasible to hire like a skidster or something to do it. That I just talked to him here. He stopped me in the store. So
okay.
That's what I know about.
Right.
That's why they
the private contractor that they do have that does it, he has either a plastic blade or he has a brush.
Right.
And that's how they used to clear what they did clear. Did you have a comment, Matt?
Yes. Is the walking path completely within the county, or does some of it go into the city limits?
Yeah, some of it will go into the city limits. But it's our bike path. We have the easement.
We have the easement, but it still is within the... It goes within the town.
Some
of Pine Dillon,
it. Yeah, some of it does.
And the reason I asked this question is because day before yesterday, the bike path in Big Piney goes right across the road that I take to go to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And the town of Pinedale has a little tractor with a blade, and they do that.
Big Piney
and Warburton. They do that. They go all the way around, out to Giles and all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question is how can Warburton's people that work for the town go 3 miles outside the city limits to clean the walking path, and Pinedale can't do it within their city limits?
Budget.
I got one little comment on that one. We do Giles because it's attached.
It's attached to the road. Okay. Yeah.
And it's built just like
mm-hmm.
okay. But the one that stuck out to the side. No,
that's where that little tractor goes all the way around. Okay. Okay.
So
you know how I feel.
You better tell Corky.
I'm on Corky's side. It's an asset, and we're not using it. It'd be no difference closing the ice rink down. You know
oh,
what I'm
man.
Saying? If
all
we
right.
said, okay, it's not in your budget,
let's,
to have ice rink, shut it.
Let's go there.
Right?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I'm just saying, why we build all this stuff if we're not going to maintain it, use it, utilize it?
My argument is, if it's winter, you do winter activities on it. If it's summer, you do summer activities on it.
Well, I think that's case by case, because this winter, there's stretches of it that are bare and stretches of it that aren't. So sure. How do you choose which one? Last winter didn't make sense to keep them open. I totally agree. This year, yeah. One or two times.
But your opinion being that, does that mean that you think the county should be responsible for plowing this, or should this go through rec board?
I think that's a group decision.
Well, we have, as a group in the past, given that to the rec board.
Well, I think we directed the rec board or cut their budget, so they chose this path.
Mm-hmm.
Pun intended?
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody threw their 2 cents out. That's mine.
Yep. All right. Sounds good.
I don't see why two passes down it. I mean, unless it snows heavy, then let it snow shut.
And who are you going to have do that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it'd take Andre an hour with his skid steer and his broom to drive down it. And we've had phone calls from the people at the housing over here that wanted theirs open, too. You got the same phone call.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I guess in my mind we could ask Andre if he could wiggle that in.
Okay.
But that's just my two cents.
That's why we have five of us.
So to put that on Andre, that didn't come out of his budget?
It would. Pay people to go do it.
Why do we have to pay?
Why do you have to pay people to go do it?
Why can't Andre hook his broom up and go down it?
Well, he's getting paid to do that.
Well, that's just a conversation.
I guess that's the problem I have with Andre doing it. It's a budgetary thing. If it's
been cut out of, okay, go ahead.
If it comes out of, if the rec board has curtailed their budget, would that be a priority for them to cut their budget? Then you're just allowing them to pass on their budgetary expenses to maintenance in order for them to do it, but it's still costing. Now, I guess the solution is decide whether you want to spend the money.
At the sake of the end result of this, is how is that any different than, say, all the extra tasks we give Road and Bridge when they open a Game and Fish feed ground up? That's way more money involved there than it is an hour with Andre.
Okay. The debate is all open.
So I'm still going back to the town.
They're not town bypass, they're county bypass. They're on county easement, they're county bought, and they're county paid for.
But who benefits the town?
County people.
But
the town people pay
90% of them. If we look at the graph, of course it isn't broken out by do you live in the county or do you live in the town. But I've got this in my head, the Marbleton snowplow going 3 miles outside of town to plow the bike path. Why can't the town of Pinedale do this 2,000 feet?
Especially when it doesn't cost any money, right?
Well, it's going to cost somebody something.
I'm sure.
I understand.
Joel?
Mr. Chairman, this has traditionally come through the rec board. I think it needs to continue to come through the rec board. It would be, I guess, interesting to know maybe another year if they have the budget to, if they're going to plow that in the wintertime, to find out how many people really use it, say January, February, and March, if it was plowed, to get an idea, is it justified plowing it in the wintertime? There's a few people that are going to try to use it anyway, even if it's not plowed. Those people would still use it, but maybe a few more would use it if it was plowed. But that's kind of how we determine our county roads, which ones are plowed in the winter, is by use. We just talked about quitting plowing county roads because nobody used them. But to take, because of the fact that the rec board doesn't have it in our budget, for us to, in a way, set a precedent to say, well, you don't have it in your budget, we're going to do it anyway. I don't think we want to go there. I think it needs to stay within the rec board budget.
Go ahead.
I think
that's my opinion.
And I agree with Joel, but I think for both now and in the future, if it's the county rec board's responsibility to do it, and they've made this decision, And it's had a negative impact to the extent that they may want to reconsider that next time. The only way to get them to reconsider it is to let them stand by their decision not to plow this year. They may want to change that next year based on presentations like Corky's and complaints from others, but if we necessarily intervene, it's not going to put, I don't want to say pressure, but the responsibility on them in managing their budget and what they're responsible for doing.
I think this would be good stuff for them to have for their next budget. And maybe they would decide to include it.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, they have that information.
Okay.
The rec board contracted for that information to.
So they paid for this information. Okay.
Okay. So you talked to the rec board and they said come talk to us, or did you pass the rec board and come straight to us?
I have an email from the rec board that said, come to you. I talked to the mayor, he said, come to you.
Come to you, yeah.
So if the three entities would get together and quit pointing fingers, it would be appreciated.
Yeah, I understand that.
I have a proposal for the county this year. I will plow that this winter, finish a couple plows. I got a skid steer, I'll drag it up here and make a pass through it, and then as it's fluffy, I'll knock it off with my four-wheeler. But I can't do it for free. I'm proposing I do it for $700 for the rest of the season. Of that $700, I'd donate $500 to the food basket.
The only problem with that, Corky, and we talked about that, is damaging the
I'm not gonna damage it. There's as much ice on it. I plow my driveway every day. I don't damage my driveway with my skid steer. I have a paved asphalt driveway. You know, once the ice gets on it, it's froze. You get this much ice on it, you're not going to damage the pavement surface of it. Like I said, I can knock it down once it must get to, and then apply it with a four-wheeler.
If it's got that much ice on it, I'd wonder if it's dangerous to be running on. Well, that's just a liability.
It's just like the roads, just like the county roads. Right, Butch, to get about that much ice on them when you plow them?
No, with sand.
Yeah.
It's all them.
I don't sand my driveway, so.
I don't know how many miles that we got of bike paths that are attached to our roads, but we could figure that out and see how much we do plow the bike paths anyway. Because it's quite a bit.
Right.
Fremont, Piney, different places.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it needs to stay within the rec board.
So I need to go to the rec board to do.
What's that?
I need to go to the rec board then?
I would. Okay. Yep.
Well, they told me to come here.
Right, because they say that we cut their budget and told them to quit plowing bike paths. Okay, so that is why they told you to come to us. We told them to cut their budget and may have mentioned quit plowing bike paths to help make your budget. Okay, but in the end, their budget is their budget and they can spend it any way they want. They don't have to have our blessing once we give them the money for their budget. They have the choice how to allocate that money. Gentlemen, Tom wants us to plow, but...
No, I you know my two cents, and I think the rest of you have chosen a path. I mean, no pun intended.
No. Pun intended.
I'd say we've spent enough time on this and move forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care for Corky's idea of plowing it with a skid loader, because the rec board was in here last meeting and stated specifically they've got standards for the equipment they want on there. So I'm not in favor of that.
Okay.
I've designed bike paths. I've worked for the communities. This is the only community I've worked for that doesn't plow their bike paths, and usually they have a little tractor with either a blower on it or a little blade, like a four-wheeler blade. Most of them smaller stuff, or a pickup. One of the three, and nobody's ever, this is the first time I've ever heard of anybody of the paths falling apart by plowing them. This is the first time I've heard this, so.
Yeah.
And I work for 10 communities.
Right.
My career.
We understand you're an engineer and you know about this sort of stuff. We understand that.
I know about budgets too.
Yeah, you both boy. Yeah. So I think at this point.
Our budgets could be amended. I've been there.
Yeah. At this point, we'll have to pass on your gracious offer to plow it. Thank you. We do appreciate that. And we'll send you back to the rec board, and if they find the money they have within their budget to do that this year, they have full discretion on what how to spend their budget.
Again, I'm going to go across anyway. I told you, I've got snowshoes, I've got tracks, I've got ice things. I run across it, but a lot of older people I see would like to be walking up, and those are the people that can't do it. So.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Corky. All right. Go ahead. Billy, come on up.
We don't got a whole lot. Garage doors are being fixed. They're about halfway. They got three new ones up. The other ones are just need some parts and stuff like that. So the building's getting back. All the power's working. So we're gaining on the building. The baler's working. It's, we're running it manual because it won't run an auto till we get the new ice and that. And that guy is coming in March, like the third week in March to do that. So, but it's baling, so we're doing okay there. We just got to be real careful what we're baling. We're not baling stuff that we're taking it to the pits how we're supposed to anyway. So, other than that, we're still hauling tires. All our water sampling, I read that looks okay. I mean,
good.
So everything's going pretty good.
Planned, huh?
Yeah,
good.
Pretty good. No complaints.
Good deal. Excellent.
That's really all I got.
All right. Anything to go with that, Mark?
Just still working on the permit modifications. So.
Okay. Right. Moving forward with that, though.
Yep. So specific, Mr. Chairman, specifically, what are we modifying, Mark? For God.
We got the information from the geotech. So then we use that to determine quantities we've got to figure out whether which way to go on cover, whether we've got enough material on site to do the earth cover or whether it needs an engineered cover. And then working through, and we gave you a list of modifications that needed to be done with that, and we're just working through those and trying to, by the time we get done, it'll be a new set of plans for the progress of the pit, and we are reorganizing the narrative to go with.
We're taking dirt now from where where the next pit's gonna be. We're almost to our last. We're gonna start our last layer now. This week we'll probably be done with the, and then we'll start on our last. And then so, but I mean that'll take a while to fill that cell in. So
yeah.
I mean, when you say a while, you mean a year?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But as we're taking where the next pit's going to be, you know, it'll be, and then we'll just dig that cell ourselves. So
then it's got to be lined, and then we just go for it. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
What's our anticipated timeline for having to pay for lining this next cell?
Oh, I would. I mean, it just depends on how the numbers of the trash coming in right now. I see that we got at least a year and a half till this next one's filled, you know. It could be more than that, you know, it could be 2 years, but I would, you know, it just depends if it gets busy again.
Well, the reason I asked to line a cell is expensive.
Really expensive.
We need to do some. We need to know in time to do some budget planning.
Right. As of right now, I would say a year and a half.
So should we probably start working on that budgetary thing in this upcoming budget?
Yes.
For lining that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
You know, I'll get you better information at the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay, get it to Mary, too,
because yeah, she'll need to. If we get busy, I mean, mm-hmm. just by what we're doing right now, what we're putting in there, and I'm basing it on the bells and that we're doing right now, but we're doing way more loose fill, so if that'll slow the process down, because the bells, you have a lot of wasted space with the bells, so now we're kind of putting the loose fill in the middle, so, you know, it could be more than that. I'm not real sure because we just started doing this since I've been down there. So
yeah.
I'm just
but if we start budgeting for this upcoming budget, then we'll be in good shape.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. If I remember budget? Right, what's that?
Would that be your last budget?
I'm probably not going to have to worry about lining this because I'm going to be gone by then. we're talking probably around $2 million if I remember right. That sound right? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Wow.
I just seemed like it was
a pile of money.
That's a level line, isn't it?
Yeah. It was a pile of money to line in that cell.
And for leak detection, another liner. So it's
you need to plan for that one.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good amount. So. Okay. Well, thank you, Billy. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Billy. Thanks.
Thank you. Mary, do you have a little business for us while we're 5 minutes ahead?
I do. I have some bonds. first one's for Tyler Burgeen, who is the treasurer for the Boulder Lake Road Improvement District. Second one is for Kat Urbakite, who is the secretary treasurer for the Predator Board. Then I have an application for a catering permit from the Boulder Bar for a wedding reception that's on the 20th of January at the Boulder Community Center.
Okay. Motion to accept.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we accept and award the catering permit to the Boulder Bar as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Then just as a reminder, the annual Unified Fire Award Banquet is this Saturday night, 6 to 9 at the Marbleton Senior Center, and I RSVP'd for Commissioner Noble, Commissioner Rawhauser, and Commissioner Bausman.
Yep.
And the rest of you guys are off the radar. Okay.
My wife is coming too.
Yeah, I did too. Because I'm beef. As opposed to orange chicken.
Good for you.
Beef or chicken?
Yeah.
Then what a choice.
If we last meeting, we had a zoning amendment that was done for the Evans Family Holding LLC. This is the resolution.
Okay.
You guys have signed that, please.
And it was adopted, or do we need to adopt it?
No,
yet?
It was. You've already adopted it. You can sign that so we can record it.
Rachel's
here.
Rachel's here.
Okay.
Do you want to break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go ahead.
Let's go ahead and break there then.
Okay. Did I get my resolution back?
Yeah. I still need to sign it too. I signed it as it went by. Because I didn't remember that we had already adopted it.
Well, acting like a rookie.
It's my last mistake.
In January.
Mr. Chairman.
In January, right.
Yeah.
Today. Today. No, I was going to say today. Yeah. All right. Rachel, come on up. We are ready for you. Good morning. Come on in, have a seat.
Thank you. So, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. The transitional period is a little complicated and busy. And I wanted to introduce myself. I'm Rachel Wexler, and I'm the new Sublette County Public Defender. And so we're in the crossover period right now. But I just wanted to introduce myself to you all in my official capacity, and also to request that the stipend that Mr. Labuda is now receiving be transferred to me for those purposes, for public defender purposes, office and related expenses.
Does that take some kind of action, Mary? You wouldn't think it would.
I don't think so. So, Mr. Chairman, the public defender's office, or the county, is required to support the public defender's office.
Right.
And the agreement that we've had with Mr. Labuda has been we give his office $1,000 a month for rent, utilities, whatever, for his use to support his office. And that has been, I don't know how long John's been the public defender. It's been quite some time.
A long time.
10, 12 years, 15 years, something like that.
Okay.
And that's been the agreement that the county's had with them. We have a line item in our budget for the public defender. It's not for specifically him. It's to support the public defender's office. I don't think we'd need any other type of...
Is there a statute or a regulation that requires X amount?
No.
Okay, that's just what the county decides to do?
That's right.
Okay. All right.
And it works really well.
Okay. Well, I think that's easily enough transferred.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be in favor of that request.
What's that?
I said I would be in favor of that request.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Question. Rachel, do you have your own office, or...
Yes, I'll be renting an office from the Summit building.
Okay, so it looks like all you need to do is get with Mary and find out where this office subsidy needs to go.
Right. Well, right? What we've done in the past is we've given written the check to the law firm.
Okay, and then
they
you use that to rent your office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. It's easy
for Mary.
I'm going to make you cringe, Mr. Chairman, but...
Again?
Again. How long have we been paying $1,000? I told you.
Come on,
you
man.
You know where I'm going.
You're killing me.
Yeah. Probably at least 10 years or so.
Okay.
So let me give you some history, because before that... we didn't have a public defender that was officed or located in Pinedale for a long time, until probably when we had the boom.
Yeah.
We then had someone that was here, but our public defender's office was housed in Jackson. The guy was in Jackson. And we had quite the fight with him because he demanded that we provide him an office. And the commissioners provided him with an office, which he didn't find suitable. So we had a number of go-arounds with him, but he was a part-time in Sublette County public defender. And then when John Labuda was appointed, he is a local attorney, had his office. He expanded his office, needed to expand his office a bit so that he could house the public defender portion in addition to his private practice. So, but in a long time.
So this is a budget thing that we can talk about during budget.
Sure.
It'll be your last one.
It'll be my last one.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. No worries. It would hinge on what the rent is for that office.
Sure. Yes.
Whether it's went up or down or what in the last few years, and whether or not a discussion, I guess, between you and Mary at budget time, does that need to be increased or decreased or whatever to reflect the situation today?
Absolutely.
Okay. Very good. Well, anything else, Rachel?
I don't think so. Okay. I appreciate your time and nice to see you all. And
thank you.
You bet.
We never see you.
I know.
Never see you.
Carry on.
Never see you.
Indeed.
Good
indeed.
Luck. Hope
thanks.
You never be represented by you. You guys need a break? 5 minute break?
5 minutes.
Could do that.
Okay. Let's see what correspond question was. Can you go so there were some improvements, so they put in the top of the guy, and the county paid for that. Through the rec board. How can the rec board tell us what we can do?